Smart cars, the Internet of Things, and 5G. They are the exciting technology of the future. But to make them work, companies need to deploy a network of camouflaged antennas and cables in cities everywhere. As KJZC's Mariana Dale reports from our East Valley Bureau, a new Arizona law will pave the way for small cell deployment in the state.
Antenna manufacturer Galtronics has been in business since even before the first cell phones hit the market. Chief Technology Officer David Whitwer snapshot an early example of its work.
These are actually pretty stylish new flip phones.
The mobile industry has changed a lot in the 40 years since the company started. Giant cell towers are not enough to support America's hunger for wireless data. Providers increasingly rely on small installations.
That means we have to have more and more transmitters. And they have to be located where people are and where they're consuming large amounts of data. Large sporting venues, college campuses, hospitals.
These types of technology are often called distributed antenna systems or small cells. Whitwer says building them requires a lot of cooperation because they often piggyback on existing structures.
It's a three-legged stool. You've got the technology piece, you've got the aesthetic piece, and then you've got the zoning piece. And every municipality has its own zoning, and that tends to be the largest barrier to getting technology rolled out.
The process for a small cell absolutely has to be streamlined.
Jamie Hastings is with CTIA, a group that represents the wireless industry. It pushed for legislation in Arizona and 17 other states this year to make permitting small cells less cumbersome.
In some instances, it would take 12 to 24 months to get approval.
Arizona passed a law that requires cities to establish rules for small cell installations and reasonable application rates. And the process has to be quick. Municipalities have 75 days to review applications. AT&T's Arizona President Jerry Fuentes applauds the measure.
Small cell technology is really kind of the path to 5G.
With 5G comes the promise of videos and web pages that load in milliseconds. AT&T plans to invest tens of millions of dollars to expand Arizona's network.
We know the rules. It's streamlined. The costs are managed. The cities still get to manage their right of way. And so I think it's a win-win for everybody.
One target for cell phone companies is Arizona State University. Assistant Vice President for IT Operations Jay Steed says it's been working to strengthen the campus network for years.
We have close to 90,000 students that roam our campuses, and their demands on bandwidth and data and communication is growing immensely.
He says right now the school is designing dozens of small cells to install on campus grounds.
Our president is very keen on the fact that students should have access to information and data wherever they are on our campuses.
Tempe spokeswoman Chris Baxter Ging says the city supports the installation of small cells by private companies.
Tempe is a very young town. Our median age resident is 28 years old. They've grown up with the internet. They've grown up online.
But Tempe has to ensure all utilities will have room on city rights of way, such as medians. And then there's the aesthetics. It turns out the word small is pretty ambiguous. Some installations might be pizza box sized, and others could look like kitchen trash cans.
We need to work with our neighborhood groups and make sure that what's going in, the term is actually conceal and stealth, which means blending it into your neighborhood.
The city hopes residents notice changes on their phones, but not on their street corners. Arizona municipalities have the next 9 months to craft rules in line with the law. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.